Do, 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 do. Hey, what's that smell? E, you been cooking again? Oh. No, he says it's fishy as well. Hi, James from Ingvid. We're going to work on some animal idioms in a different fashion. What I mean by that is you've probably heard many idioms using animals. The ones I want to use now is how we use them as adjectives to describe something. And why are we doing this? I've said before, when it comes to idioms, they are shorthand. So instead of saying five sentences, we can use two words, five words, or one sentence to get across a meaning to someone. Or when someone says it, you go, oh, I have it. I got it right away. So I want to teach you these ones because they're commonly used to describe people's characteristics. Okay? So I've got six of them on the board. I will go over and explain what they mean. Before I start, I'll do vocabulary, because how I will help you is by teaching you some maybe foreign vocabulary. Then we'll do a quiz to help you make sure we further your understanding. And I I do have a bonus section for you. Hey, ready? Let's go to the board. So, Mr. E says something seems fishy, and that looks like a dead fish. And if you have a dead fish, you put it in a car at, say, 30 degrees centigrade, leave it for a day or two, it'll be fishy. But before we get to fishy, let's look at the other ones we have on the board. Oh, but we'll start with our vocabulary. Backstabber. A backstabber is someone that when your back is facing them, they take a knife and they go, wee-ee, wee-ee, wee-ee. Usually, a backstabber is somebody that looks innocent and you think you can trust, but you cannot trust them. They may even seem to be your friend, but they are not nice to their friends. They're actually worse to their friends than they are to their enemies. So a backstabber is someone, when you turn your back, they stab you with a knife. Untrustworthy. The next word is grudge. When you have a grudge, it is to hold bad feelings against somebody for something they've done in the past for a long time. So if someone did something to you 3 years ago and you hold a grudge, you don't forget that. You remember it and you still feel angry about it. Okay? So those are two key words we're going to use for vocabulary to work on our adjectives here. Sheepish. Sheep are lovely animals. They're fluffy. They feel nice when you touch them. They're a little bit shy and nervous. If somebody is sheepish, it means shy, nervous, or no confidence. So if someone had a sheepish smile, it'd be like, not really a smile, barely a smile, because they have no confidence to really smile, or they're a little bit shy. Okay? The next one, chicken. The world's most favorite meat. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm a little hungry. When someone is chicken, we have two ways of saying it. You are a chicken or you are chicken. You might say, that's the same. No. If you are a chicken, it means you are afraid of many things. Everything makes you afraid, because that's what chicken means, afraid. When someone says, you're chicken, it means in this situation, you are afraid. So if I said, do you want to jump off a tall building? And I went, no, that's crazy. You might go, chicken. I go, yep, I'm a chicken because this is not smart. It's dangerous. I'm afraid of it. But if you're a chicken, everything scares you. I heard a noise. That scared me. You're a chicken. People push you. You're a chicken. Traffic scares you. Everything scares you. You're a chicken. So it's a little different how we use it. If someone says, you're a chicken, it means you're afraid of many things. If they say, you're a chicken, you're afraid of that particular situation. It's a small difference, but it's a difference. Number three, pig. A pig is an animal that likes to be in the mud. Mud is earth and water mixed together, and it's dirty. It likes to roll around. It's a happy animal, but it's also a dirty animal. In fact, in some cultures, they don't eat pig or pork because they think pigs are dirty. When we use the word pig in English, we can use it for some slang as well as a basic meaning. One meaning means unpleasant. Remember I said earth and water mix together and the pigs play in it? Well, it's kind of dirty. It's unpleasant. We don't like to get dirty, so we don't like to be like pigs. If someone doesn't wash themselves regularly, or here's something else, which seems strange, but it's true. If they use bad language, if they're always saying the F word or the S word, or saying bad things about people, they are unpleasant to be around, and we can call them a pig. Sometimes, especially, women will call a man a pig if he talks about a woman's body and other things. Greedy. Another thing for pig means you like to eat a lot, or you take more than your share. If Daniel and I have a pizza, and in the pizza there are 10 slices, big pizza, and I eat 8 and Daniel eats 2, I'm a pig, because he should have 5, but I took most of it. I'm a pig. I'm probably unpleasant to be around as well. Anyway, and in North America, bad boys, oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when the police come for you? Don't call a police officer a pig. Just letting you know that it's slang. But sometimes you'll hear people in North America, when they're upset with the police because maybe they stopped them in their car and gave them a ticket, they'll go, pig. But they will never say it to the police officer's face. I don't suggest you do, but if you're watching Bad Boys with Will Smith or you're watching other movies and you hear people say the pigs are coming, they're usually not talking about oink, oink. They're talking about the actual police. Okay? Good to know. A snake. I had his liver with some thigh beans. I'm sorry, bad joke. But a snake, the Native Americans, indigenous people from North America, used to say people speak with forked tongue. Forked tongue means you could not trust it because the tongue went this way and this way. It said two things at the same time. A snake is untrustworthy. Snakes, as you know, are in the grass. You never know where they are and when they're going to bite you or strike you. So we say snake in the grass to say you can't trust them. If a person is a snake, they are untrustworthy. They are also, do you remember I talked about backstabbers? They're the ones who seem friendly to you. Remember forked tongue? Hi, I'm your friend. And then behind your back, I'm going to kill you. If someone is a snake, they are a backstabber or they are untrustworthy. By the way, this is not Mr. E. Before you get confused, that's Mr. E. This is a snake. Very different. Number 5, fishy. Remember Mr. E says, that seems fishy to me? When a fish is dead and been out of water for a long time, it tends to smell. And if there were a fish in this room that would have been here for 5 days, I may not know where it is, but it would make me suspicious there's a dead animal or fish in here. It would make me want to know where something's wrong and I need to find it because it smells very bad. When people say somebody is fishy or something is fishy or situation, it means something is wrong. I have a doubt or a suspicion and I want to know what is wrong because I can feel there's something wrong because something smells. Something smells wrong. Now let's look at beef. Beef. Barbecue. Anyway. So when we look at beef, it's quite interesting because a lot of people have, well, beef used to be a very popular word to describe a situation with someone else, and then it fell out of fashion, but we brought it back again, or people brought it back with modern rap music or urban music. If you look at movies in the 1930s, if you had a beef with somebody, it meant to have a problem. So if you said, I have a problem with you, I have a beef with you, means I have a problem that I, you know, yeah, problem. Yet, when we look at the modern use of beef, they talk about beefing with somebody. And that's a lot of rap music or urban music. They talk about beefing, but people still do use it on a casual sense, like, do you have a beef with me? Or do you have a problem? Now that we've got all 6 of these done, I would like to take a quick quiz to test your knowledge. Are you ready? And we are now ready to do the quiz. Let's see how well you learned those phrases and those words that we use with animals. The first one we're going to do is, I have had a beef with that guy from the first day I met him. Your two options are problem or good relationship. I'll give you a second or two to think about which is the correct answer. Did you say the correct answer is problem? You are correct. You can actually put the word in there. I have had a problem with that guy from the first day I met him. We talked about beef being an old word used in the 1950s and 60s or 30s and 50s. And now people are using it in urban music and rap, saying beefing with someone. Number two, a lot of people think that Mo is a snake. Which one would that be? Very trustworthy or untrustworthy? Correct. You could actually put, a lot of people think that Mo is untrustworthy, and replace snake with that one, a snake. So untrustworthy, is it? Let's look at number three now. What do you think the answer for this sentence would be? You are such a pig looking at women that way. Would it be police officer, caring, or rude? Okay. Well, the answer is rude, which I'm sure you know, because rude is another word for unpleasant. In this case, we cannot substitute rude for pig. It's more the meaning of what someone is saying than an actual substitution. And now we'll do the number four, the final one. There is something fishy about the way Frank was acting the other day. Well, it's true, fish live in water, which is usually cold. It's not cool, but we remember we talked about being fishy is suspicious because something smells funny. So suspicious is the correct answer, as rude is in number three. Now for the bonus, because you've stuck around with me this long, I think you deserve it. Here are three other words. But before I continue, I'd like you to pay attention to something. The words fishy, snake, beef, and the other one, sheepish, they tend to be negative in characterizing people or situations. So where you would use this is when you want to describe a person or a thing in a negative way for most of these ones, okay? Now I'll do the next three, and you'll notice we go further on the negative zone. It wasn't my idea, but it seems when we humans look at animals, we tend to look at negative things about them and put them or project them onto other people. So the word sluggish. Sluggish means slow, because there's this animal that moves very slowly. And for some of you, this is the first time I have spoken slowly in many videos. So a slug moves slowly, and for many people, they feel sluggish unless they have a coffee in the morning, right? Or they wake up tired and they go, oh, I'm sluggish today. I'm very tired. Asinine. Asinine comes from as, and that's that. My Spanish friends would say culo, I think. Yes. But that's not it. It comes from donkey, burro, the donkey, because people think donkeys aren't very smart. So when somebody says you made an asinine comment, they mean a stupid comment, because it's like a donkey would say, it's not intelligent. Sorry, donkeys, I think you're cute. And final, squirrely. This is going to be really hard to explain to you, because a squirrel is basically a rat that looks really cute. In Canada, in the parks, we have them, and people think they're absolutely beautiful animals. They're rats. They're just cute-looking rats. They eat nuts, and they put them in their cheeks, but if you look closely, they're like, I'm a rat. Anyway. But squirrels are nervous. If you ever see a squirrel in the park, it's like, oh, my God, I'm outside, I'm all by myself, I'm outside. And you're like, chill out, bud. Look at all the space. He goes, yeah, but I'm afraid. And they're always jumping around, and they run very quickly. They're nervous and they're restless. They don't stay in one place. So if someone's acting squirrely, they're usually acting in an unusual fashion, and they might be looking around like this, and he goes, you're acting squirrely. Squirrely can also be crazy. Because if you had squirrels in your head and they're moving around, you're probably a little bit crazy. Okay? So, in case someone says you're a little squirrely, you should say, what exactly do you mean? I know I'm energetic today, or are you trying to call me crazy? That's a bonus. And of course, I have homework for you because we can't get better unless we practice. The two homework questions I have for you today are worth 100 points each. So when you write in the comments below, please write in the comments below your answers for these two questions, and you can earn 100 points for each one. The first one is, I'm slow in the morning until I have a coffee. Which word did you learn today for your vocabulary that you can use to replace slow? The second question, Bob, you are too afraid to call that pretty girl. What word did you learn today that can replace the word afraid? Now, if you did well in this quiz, I'm sure you know the answers to that, and you can put those answers in the comments and have other people comment on them. But I'm about to go because it's time for me to leave. But before I do that, I want to ask you to subscribe, and you can do that by looking somewhere around here. There will be a subscribe button. When you hit that, there will be a bell. YouTube doesn't always tell people when my videos come out. So if you hit the bell, it will let them know when it comes out. You'll know on your cell phone or your computer or your laptop that a new video has come out. Please go to Ingvid, which is www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com, where you can do the actual quiz because we've got a larger quiz to test yourself on. You'll also find other wonderful teachers you can learn from. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. I always say thank you, and I'm going to say thank you now, because without you, none of this is possible. Have a great day. I'm glad you enjoyed the video. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you again soon. Have a good one. A little squirrely right now because the video's over and I got nothing to do.